the mantelpiece. "Bang," he said, and chuckled dustily. He wasn't used to chuckling, and he began to cough, which meant that he was back on familiar territory. He wanted something to drink, a sweet can of condensed milk. Madame Tracy would have some. He stomped out of her boudoir, heading towards the kitchen. Outside the little kitchen, he paused. She was talking to someone, a man.
"So what exactly do you want me to do about this?" she was asking.
"Ach, you Bill Deem," muttered Chadwell. She had one of her gentleman callers in there, obviously. "To be frank, dear lady, my plans at this point are perforce somewhat fluid." Shadwell's blood ran cold. He marched through the bead curtain, shouting, "The sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, taking advantage of a defenceless whore, over my dead body!" Madame Tracy looked up and smiled at him. There wasn't anyone else in the room.
"Where is he?"
asked Chadwell.
"Whom?"
asked Madame Tracy.
"Some southern pansy," he said. "I heard him. He was in here suggesting things to you. I heard him."
Madame Tracy's mouth opened, and a voice said,
"Not just a southern pansy, Sergeant Shadwell, the southern pansy."
Shadwell dropped his cigarette. He stretched out his arm, shaking slightly, and pointed his hand at Madame Tracy.
"Demon,"
he croaked.
"No," said Madame Tracy in the voice of the demon. "Now I know what you're thinking, Sergeant Shadwell. You're thinking that any second now this head is going to go round and round and I'm going to start vomiting pea soup. Well, I'm not. I'm not a demon, and I'd like you to listen to what I have to say."
"Demon spawn, be silent," ordered Chadwell. "I'll no listen to your wicked lies. Do you know what this is? It's a hand, four fingers, one thumb. It's already exorcised one of your number this morning. Now get you out of this good woman's head, or I'll blast you to kingdom come."
"That's the problem, Mr. Shadwell," said Madame Tracy in her own voice. "Kingdom come, it's going to. That's the problem. Mr. Aziraphale has been telling me all about it. Now stop being an old silly, Mr. Shadwell. Sit down and have some tea, and he'll explain it to you as well."
"I'll ne'er listen to his hellish blandishments, woman," said Chadwell.
Madame Tracy smiled at him. "You old silly," she said. He could have handled anything else. He sat down, but he didn't lower his hand. The swinging overhead signs proclaimed that the southbound carriageway was closed, and a small forest of orange cones had sprung up, redirecting motorists onto a co-opted lane of the northbound carriageway. Other signs directed motorists to slow down to 30 miles per hour. Police cars herded the drivers around like red-striped sheepdogs. The four bikers ignored all the signs and cones and police cars and continued down the empty southbound carriageway of the M6. The other four bikers, just behind them, slowed a little.
"Shouldn't we stop or something?" asked really cool people.
"Yeah, it could be a pile-up," said Treading in Dogshit.
Formerly all foreigners, especially the French, formerly things not working properly even when you're given a good thumping, never actually no alcohol lager, briefly embarrassing personal problems, formerly known as scuzz.
"We're the other four horsemen of the apocalypse," said GBH. "We do what they do. We follow them."
They rode south.
"It'll be a world just for us," said Adam. "Everything's always been messed up by other people, but we can get rid of it all and start again. Won't that be great?"
"You are, I trust, familiar with the Book of Revelation?" said Madame Tracy with Aziraphale's voice.
"Aye,"
said Shadwell, who wasn't. His biblical expertise began and ended with Exodus chapter 22, verse 18, which concerned witches, the suffering to live of and why you shouldn't. He had once glanced at verse 19, which was about putting to death people who lay down with beasts, but he had felt this was rather outside his jurisdiction.
"Then have you heard of the Antichrist?"
"Aye,"
said Shadwell, who had seen a film once which explained it all. Something about sheets of glass falling off lorries and slicing people's heads off, as he recalled. No proper witches to speak of. He'd gone to sleep halfway through.
"The Antichrist is alive on earth at this moment, Sergeant. He is bringing about Armageddon, the Day of Judgment. Even if he himself does not know it, heaven and hell are both preparing for war, and it's all going to be very messy."
Shadwell merely grunted.
"I am not actually permitted to act directly in this matter, Sergeant, but I'm sure that you can see that the imminent destruction of the world is not something any reasonable man would permit. Am I correct?"
"I suppose,"
said Shadwell, sipping condensed milk from a rusting can Madame Tracy had discovered under the sink.
"Then there is only one thing to be done. And you are the only man I can rely on. The Antichrist must be killed, Sergeant Shadwell, and you must do it."
Shadwell frowned.
"I wouldn't know about that," he said. "The Witchfinder army only kills witches. 'Tis one of the rules, and demons and imps, of course."